So you're getting older and things are starting to change with your body, your skin. Oh, let's face it, everything. Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored, the show for driven women who want real solutions to defy their age. I'm your host, Jill Gilbert, digital health leader and entrepreneur. I'm a self-proclaimed product junkie as well as an overly obsessed fan of anti-aging breakthroughs and cutting-edge health solutions. And I'm going to help you tackle the challenging and oh-so-extraordinary next years of your lives. Now let's dive into the latest episode of Anti-Aging Uncensored. There is no way we could continue on with Anti-Aging Uncensored without talking about our skin. Our guest today is my ace in this space. Through her work as an esthetician for the past 13 years, she has made a personal commitment to not just understand how to treat the skin, but to be forward-thinking, innovative, and a mad scientist in the realm of skincare. And she just so happens to be my facialist. Catalina has owned her own boutique shop in the San Francisco area for the past 6 years. I met her around 4 years ago after my mom gave me a gift certificate for a facial. I always learn something new when I go to her and continually look to her for the most cutting-edge treatments and technology. She never disappoints. Today, we're diving in to demystify the different levels of skincare products available and which anti-aging ingredients we should be looking for in those products. We'll also define what the main issues that we're all dealing with as we age and what things we should use to combat them. I also asked her to lay out for us the best daily skincare routine and how to up-level our home care treatments with new topicals and technologies. And lastly, she'll share what in-office treatments you should request from your own estheticians. No, we cannot turn back time, but we can do some serious cell turnover and renewal, and Catalina's here to give us all the details. So welcome, Catalina, to our podcast. I'm so excited to have you.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is one of the topics that I feel is probably when people think of anti-aging uncensored and anti-aging, they think skincare, right? They think about, because that's how it's been used so often. Mm-hmm. We aren't necessarily defining anti-aging as just skincare. We're talking about it as the whole woman, but this is the best topic.
So, it's the most fun for me anyway.
Absolutely. And I'm thrilled you joined me. I thought what I would do is I'm going to ask a little bit about you in a second, but I wanted to tell everyone how we met. Years ago, my mom bought me a gift certificate online. And I live in San Francisco, and she bought me a facial, which I love, a certificate to your spa, and
right.
Your med spa, I guess. And actually, I don't know if it's called a med spa, but anyway.
My treatment room.
Your treatment room. And it's, you know, it's boutique. It's amazing. I have been, you know, a client ever since. I don't have to come back all the time, but I love when I get to come back. And so recently, like right before COVID, I came in for a treatment.
Yep.
And what I love about you is you are so forward thinking, and always looking and not settling on what is available, you know, in your eyesight, that you're looking, you know, beyond the, you know, what's in Sephora and what's, you know, what everyone else is doing. And so we had this great discussion focused on ingredients, mm-hmm. types of skincare, things that are working, technology. Mm-hmm. And of course, I immediately took note because, you know, I talked about bringing experts in that knew and were kind of on the front lines doing these things. And for my podcast, that was just a figment of my imagination at the time. So when we were about to launch, I thought there is no more perfect person than you to talk about and help us break down. You're welcome. To discover, so much about our skin, understand what's going on, understand as we age, all the different things that are happening with our skin. And of course, my favorite thing is how to treat it, prevent, treat, solve the pesky darn issues that are dealing, that we're dealing with, and feel great about us, feel great about our skin again. So, so that's our background is she's my facialist.
Yes.
And we're really lucky to have her because it's like a hidden gem for us to be able to listen. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, your background and, philosophies before we start diving into the good stuff.
All right. Well, my name is Capitolina and, born in Hawaii, but raised in San Francisco since I was two. When I started my business, I thought I was going to do more energy work and more Reiki. And so that's kind of how everything started. But about in 2007, I got my first job as an esthetician and started doing facials and fell in love. So fast forward till 2015 when I started my business, it was primarily more energy work. And that was, my business name was actually different. It was called Reiki Love, and really wanting to nurture and care for and hold space for, help to ground and elevate your vibrational frequency, your mood and your emotions so that you can live a better life and feel better about yourself. And so that, then I had my facials and the beauty. I love beauty. I love health. I love wellness. I love the spirituality. And so it really is a holistic approach, but, the facial part just started to snowball, and I was using unique products and doing unique treatments. And it's, I'm kind of a mad scientist when it comes to my treatment room. And then I started to fall in love with Korean skincare, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. And they are so innovative and they're so gentle and results oriented. They're perfectionists when it comes to skincare. And so there isn't a better example of, a category of skincare, in my opinion. There's beautiful skincare lines in Europe, other Asian countries, and even America. But I've just felt so in alignment with the Korean skincare.
And I think there's a misconception of Korean skincare. I mean, at least for me, I can't speak for everyone, but I think we think of things as like aggressive, right? Korean, they are using like really aggressive materials and things like that, because there are some treatments that are highly innovative. But they're not, they're really like their protocols are amazing. So,
they really are.
Thank you. So let's dive in a little bit, and we should say actually that you have a lovely place to go and get treatment in-house, like, you know, by Capitolina, but they also have, she also, you know, provides home care products and things like that. So we're going to talk about that today. So I thought the best place to start is defining all the different types of products. And what I mean by that is, you know, CVS and drugs, you know, we call it the drugstore brands, right? It doesn't have to be CVS, but like the drugstore brands versus what we get from your office versus what we get from our doctors. So maybe you can help us define that.
So there's different levels of skincare. There's cosmetic level, which is regulated, and their formulations are to treat just the surface of the skin, because there isn't anybody to give their prescription, so to speak, on how often to use it, when to use it, and so forth. And then there's cosmeceutical, which is a blend of cosmetic and pharmaceutical, which is where I fall in, and those are the products that I sell in my practice as well as use on my clients. And then there's the pharmaceutical grade, which you get at your dermatologist or your plastic surgeon's office. Our meeting and talking about skincare for 40 and over, mm-hmm. because what can happen at the cosmetic level, it may work for some, but it isn't necessarily going to work for everybody. You need something more corrective. So you need a higher percentage of active ingredients that are going to penetrate deeper into the skin and work harder for you. At the same time, you have to know when to use them and the frequency to use them, and making sure that you're protecting your skin as well. So with some people, say with more sensitive skin types, they're going to go slow and steady. If somebody's already been using, say, like an ingredient like Retin A, they probably can handle a little bit more because their skin is more resilient. Right. So those are the different levels of skincare, and where I fall in is the cosmeceutical level.
So what would you say are the four biggest areas that women that are, you know, turning 40, turning 50 and above are stressing about, are dealing with? What are they noticing about their skin?
They're noticing that their tone has changed. Their texture of their skin has changed. The lack of firmness, the ability to respond to, you know, different products and ingredients that they were once using. So those are the biggest concerns that I hear every day.
So when you say tone, what do you mean by that?
So tone is the hyperpigmentation, the spots that are all of a sudden starting to show up. Uneven skin tone. Maybe it's one part of your face has more, is a shade darker or a shade lighter. And so it's uneven.
Is it also that glow?
The luminosity and the that inner light from within, it kind of starts to dull. The skin starts to dull. And so then that's when you have to start thinking about, okay, what treatments do I need and what ingredients and what products do I need to start, you know, using, because my skin has clearly changed and it needs more.
So, and you mentioned texture. Texture is what to you? How do you define texture?
Oh, it's pores, fine lines and wrinkles. They can call it expression lines if we're frowning or we're smiling or those different areas of the face that are the most susceptible where we're expressing ourselves.
Right. Are they, and is that from just lack of, are we losing collagen? Like, what is causing a wrinkle?
Or what's causing your wrinkles are sun damage, dehydration, lack of exfoliation. Really, the list goes on. There's so many reasons why. It could even be one side of your face, the driver's side. And you're like, why is this side better than this side? Or I sleep on this side. So there's so many different reasons why we'll age and where we're aging and how we're, especially when it comes to the lines and wrinkles.
Excellent. And you mentioned firmness. Yes. So what is going on? I am noticing, I hate this word, I can't even say it, but like jowl issues. Mm-hmm. And is that what you mean by lack of firmness?
Lack of firmness is the sagging, and it happens to all of us. And the number one way to work to improve it or to prevent it is massage.
Yeah.
You want to provide what's called ATP, which is cellular energy, to the muscles, the apples of your cheek. It is LED light therapy, which provides that same ATP and microcurrent, as well as there's technology out there of radio frequency and microneedling that are going to help to stimulate new collagen for lifting and firming. And that also goes into that Korean treatment that we both love that has the needles, the spicules, the raffitox, and the calcium needles.
And the last issue, I think, at least, sorry for me, is the adult acne that we all thought, honestly, that it would be gone by now. So are you noticing that a lot of women in my age range and are dealing with this still?
There are some. There's quite a few people that are challenged with this, and you know, there's different ways of treating it, and it really is a holistic approach.
Okay, so now we've defined, you know, these are the greatest issues that we're dealing with. I want to talk about treatment. So I'm all about the solution. What are the effective solutions? I would imagine you're going to say not one size fits all, but just like same with medication and things like that. But I'd love to hear from you. How do we address these issues? And I know you are doing a lot of work with people that are at home now, you know, during this time. Where we're stuck at home.
Right.
I'd love to talk about, you know, the ingredients we've all heard of, what they do, mm-hmm. how we can develop our own routines. So let's start with number one at home, retinol, Retin-A, the mm-hmm. retinoids.
Yes. The anti-aging number one ingredient. And there's different levels of retinols out there. It starts with a Retin-A at the highest, and then there's a retinol, and there's different percentages of retinol. There is retinol acetate, retinol palmate, and then for those who are pregnant or are too sensitive for your traditional, you know, form of retinol, you have beta carotene. So that is going to stimulate collagen. It's going to help with texture. It's going to help with tone, and it's going to help with firmness. And any leftover like acne scars, it's going to help lift. So it really is an amazing ingredient to make sure that when you are 40 plus, you have that in your arsenal. And sometimes you need it, you know, every night for the first month. And sometimes you want to start off slow and do it once a week and see how your skin tolerates it. So,
and with all those forms, there's lots of different offerings. I know that they have them. Olay makes one, you know, there's the drugstore versions, as well as some of the stuff I get from you, which is much more intensive, that you kind of have to build up to. But once you do, the results kind of go boop. Awesome.
Yep. You're like, yes, it was worth it. It was worth it, because sometimes there's a misconception about retinol. If someone starts it, you start off not looking so good, and then you have to go through this funky process, is what I call it. It's just like a little funky process where you're like, I don't think this is working. It doesn't look good. My skin is not looking better. But once you get over the hump, it's like, okay, now it's starting to work. Because what's happening, it's turning over skin cells. Right. So purging all this, the older, you know, less youthful skin, and it's doing cellular turnover. And then you get to a point, probably after like 28 days after a complete skin cycle, you start to see, you know, the benefits of using that product, that ingredient.
It's like a detox, right?
It really is. It's purging the old, funky, non-responsive cells.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So the other major product, and we'll kind of bring this all together at the end in case anyone's concerned. We'll bring it all together. I just kind of want to go through some of the hottest products we've been hearing about and what they do, so you guys kind of understand them, and then we'll sort of bring it together in what a routine might be, right? So let's talk a little bit about hyaluronic acid, which, you know, the word acid is like, you know, people run for the hills, but it's not really acid.
But it's not an acid. It's not a part of the alpha hydroxy family at all. It is a molecule that holds 1,000 times its weight in water, and it acts as a humectant, which is what we want, what we need. We want to pull moisture from the air. And luckily, living in San Francisco, we've got plenty of that. People that are living in the desert, or, you know, where it's not as high of a humidity, are going to need more of that. And with hyaluronic acid, there's different levels of, there's different size of molecules. There's larger molecules, there's smaller molecules. The smaller ones are going to penetrate deeper into the epidermis. And then there's the larger ones that are going to reside on the surface, where you want hydration on the inside as well as on the surface. So excellent product for hydration. And I recommend that somebody has it in their arsenal every day in some form or another, whether it's in a blend, it's within a product and it's blended, or straight away on its own.
Excellent. One of the new sort of things that seems to be showing up in multiple products that I've been trying is something called niacinamide.
Mm-hmm. A derivative of vitamin B, and it helps to suppress the melanocytes that cause the overproduction of melanin, which causes the uneven skin tone and the hyperpigmentation. And it helps to brighten it as well and break it up, so that we can use other ingredients to break it up and to lift it and brighten the skin.
In the past, you've mentioned, you know, the importance of vitamin C and what it does for women my age, and peptides.
Yes.
Which sound just so fun, but I don't know what they are.
So vitamin C, we'll start with vitamin C first, because I'm in love with vitamin C. I'm like back in love again, I should say, because I'm using a much stronger product. And I'm going to be 52 this year. No Botox, no fillers, no facelift, nothing like that yet. And it's not that I'm not into it. I just am trying everything I possibly can to not. So vitamin C is an there's different forms of it. Ascorbic acid is one of the most popular, and it's one of the most unstable, but it's one of the most effective. It is a part of the alpha hydroxy family. So like glycolic acid, lactic acid, azelaic acid, mandelic, malic, those are all different forms of alpha hydroxies to exfoliate the skin, and they perform in different ways. But vitamin C is amazing for stimulating collagen, creating more firmness, more smoothness, and lifting that hyperpigmentation. And if you get a particular blend, there's a product that I love where it helps with melasma, where melasma is like one of the hardest things to treat, right?
Can you share a name?
Yes.
A product name?
Yes, it's by a company from Korea, and it's called BR Farm, and it's Mela Serum RX, or Mela RX Serum, and it has 20% vitamin C. It has a form of lactic acid, and it's in a hydrating base, I should say, but it's not for the faint of heart. You really have to work up to something like that, and making sure you're diligent about your sunscreen. And after using a product like that, you cannot, just like a retinol, you can't go to like a pool party or a picnic. You making sure if you're going to be outdoors, you've got to be careful and be diligent, because it is a super strong product and it works phenomenally. My favorite for melasma.
that's amazing. I know so many, a lot of women deal with that, especially after pregnancy, and have a hard time getting rid of it. Okay. So we've covered a lot of them. Let's talk about what a home care regimen would be, because you're talking about this idea of all these great products, and I'm really glad we got some good definitions out of the way, so we sort of at least understand the benefits. And I'm imagining, in all honesty, that like not each of these is just one product. There's some blended situations, things that live in moisturizers and stuff. So I'd love to hear, you know, what you think of when, if I'm a woman turning 40 or I'm a woman in my 50s, what are you recommending in the home, and, you know, how can they up their game?
So definitely you want to make sure you have a beautiful cleanser. Sunscreen and makeup cannot have the best ingredients for the skin. So you really want to make sure you're getting, you're cleaning your skin as deeply as possible. So at nighttime, I'm always recommending a double cleanse. And maybe that cleanser is going to be gently exfoliating as well. And then that would lead me to exfoliation. There's different levels of exfoliation for home, and there's different products. You can have a physical, which is more like a gentle scrub, or you can have something enzymatic with some enzymes, maybe an enzyme mask, as well as maybe some clarifying toner pads. They're usually like little pads that are blended with maybe retinol and glycolic, or salicylic and glycolic, and you want to gently exfoliate your skin that way at home.
And is that a morning or a night thing?
Nighttime, definitely nighttime. Okay. Then you want to tone your skin. It's important to bring the pH levels back to normal, because more than likely those products are going to be a little bit more acidic and they're going to shift your pH. And the reason that is so important is because your serums and your face cream and your eye cream are all formulated at a particular pH. So it's got to be compatible with the skin to get proper absorption, so it's going to work.
Okay, so let me get this clear. You're washing, mm-hmm. you're exfoliating. Mm-hmm. If I had to give my favorite, I do more of the sort of exfoliation, like salicylic or glycolic. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like at my age, that's what I need. And I'd love to give some examples of products in a second, but, so you're doing that, then you're toning, cause you have to bring it back.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you're applying your serums and your moisturizer for good night, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly, that would be a perfect regime for not every day. The exfoliation you probably don't need every day. Some people like to, if it's gentle enough. I've been guilty of that. But you want to protect the barrier. That's really important. You don't want to overexfoliate.
Hey there, it's Jill with a quick break from the conversation. Do you women feel like your body is starting to rebel and you're just aching to take back control again? For years, you've given so much to so many, and somehow parts of you just got lost in the mix. I know this because that's how it was for me. Well, it's time for you to make your comeback. You heard me right. That's why I wrote a 5-step blueprint for how to start living your best years from this day forward. It's called Wicked, Ageless, and Doing Epic Shit. And you can download your own free copy today by visiting wickedawesomeyou.com/ebook. And now let's get back to the show. So when are we using sort of these treatments, right? So there's a lot of different treatments out there, and I'd love for you to share some of them that you're using, some of these Korean beauty treatments that are helping with exfoliation and serums that are treating and all of that. What are they? When do we fit those in? When do we use them?
Good question, because it's not a one size fits all. Let's say if we're going to introduce retinol into our skincare, we're going to use it at night, and we probably want to start off with twice a week if we're brand new to it. And we're going to have maybe like 3-day gap in between. So you're going to introduce, and that's a very exfoliating ingredient. So as opposed to doing an exfoliating mask, if you're using something like that, that you're starting to work into your skincare regime, that's going to be good for now. But if you're, let's say you're not, and you want to start off doing something like a mini spa treatment for yourself at home, you may want to use a, there's one, if I may mention a company, it's called Sorella Apothecary. They have a lot of beautiful natural ingredients with just a touch of pharmaceutical to make it results oriented. So they have a gentle exfoliator. I think it's called like the poppy seed exfoliator, and it has a little bit of a physical, but a little bit of a lactic acid. Lactic acid is a more hydrating type of acid, part of the alpha hydroxy family. So you're going to have beautiful exfoliation, but you're going to get a plumped result. So yeah, that's even nice for like, you have a fun evening to go out and you want to just do something real quick before you go out. You're going to do your double wash. You're going to put it on your face and you're going to work it in, and then you're going to leave it like a mask for, let's say, 5 minutes, then wet your fingertips, work it back in again, and then rinse off And then your toner, your serum, your finishing products, and you're like, you look like you just woke up and you're super fresh and plumped and hydrated.
And if you're doing a retinol as your exfoliation, you're not taking that off with a toner, correct?
No. Okay. If it's a serum, you're leaving that on.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Excellent. Okay. So we are going to put a bunch of links in the show notes that will give you guys access to some of these great products. And Capitolina has given us a discount code that we'll put there as well for her store, which is great, because some of these Caridin products are not the least expensive pieces, but they're so excellent. Okay. I want to move on to technology.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm a techie, so I love great technologies, and I know you use some in your spa, and I know you also recommend things for people at home, especially now. So yes. Why don't we go through, you know, everything from microcurrent to the scraper to the spatula, I think we call it. Anyway.
Yes, yes.
So why don't you talk about your, you know, next level home care that we can do.
Next level home care. Okay. So if I were to use all of my tech devices for at home, the number one that I would use after having like a beautiful, let's say, enzyme mask, you really want to soften the skin, soften the pores and everything that is inside of it, is with our ultrasonic spatula, which you and I both love because it helps to do amazing extractions. And if you have a magnifying mirror 20 times 20 and you want to see everything in your face and you get that spatula, you are just going to be in heaven watching all that junk come out, because not only are you getting junk out, but you're refining your pores, which is going to refine your texture, and it's no longer blocking those amazing ingredients from, like, let's say your serum or your mask or anything that you're using to absorb, you know, and get the maximum efficacy.
Right.
So the spatula is like my number one end all be all. So the one I love is by Lemieux, and it is a 4-in-1 tool. You can also use it to push product in on a different setting. You can use it as a gentle exfoliation, and then you can do the extraction. That's the number one. Okay, excellent. Then number two, I'd have to say would be microcurrent. We're talking about our sagging and making sure the apples of our cheeks stay apple-y, and we try to help these jowls or lift our eyebrows. It's the microcurrent that is going to help give the cells ATP, cellular energy. It is literally like a gym for the face. It is going to help stimulate those muscles, make those muscles bigger, and put them in place where they're supposed to be. So microcurrent, and if you could do it at least twice a week, that would be ideal. The spatula, maybe once a week, twice a month, because who has time for that? I mean, unless you do now, if you're, you know, sheltering in place and staying at home and working from home, you could be on your computer and working on your pores at the same time.
Oh yeah. That is an obsession of mine, going to use my spatula. Yeah. It's kind of like a gross obsession. What do they say? It's like, yeah, it's not good. It's like watching a train wreck. But it's fascinating to see, even within a short period of time, what our pores fill with, what it fills with. So yeah. So, and as far as the microcurrent goes, is that like what we see on, I think there's a couple brands that make them that I see, right, like New Face or something that are
so my favorite one is the Clair Blend Mini. And the reason behind it is that it has different levels of currents, where some other brands may only stick with the one current. So you want a more advanced treatment at home. And the Clair Blend Mini does that. And it's so easy to use. It's like you're holding the prong and you're holding it there and you're lifting your jowl and you're holding it there. It's like literally a prong. You want to hold it here. You want to lift up here. You want to start working this, the jawline. You want to hold it here, which helps with this and with this.
By the way, we're on video. She's holding up her cheeks. that's so great. I know there's more. So tell me a few more that you are loving in the tech.
LED light therapy. I love LED light therapy. Now, some people may think, oh, how can, you know, you sit under red lights and have something happen for you? It does. It provides ATP, and there's a huge difference after using LED light therapy. And you can get some good quality ones for at home. There's a lot of brands out there. The ones at the drugstore, I can't really speak to. I don't know. I haven't researched those, but the brand that I love, I do sell it on my online store, and it's called Face Light. And they say in the levels of wavelength of the certain lights, whether it's, you know, red or blue or yellow or green, which they all do different things. The one I have on my website is red for anti-aging, and some can be a little too high and some can be not enough. And this one is just right in the middle. I think it's got a grade of 96. So it's really going to help with anti-aging and healing the skin.
So when you say anti-aging, do you mean it helps with like fine lines and wrinkles? Is it helping with discoloration? Like, what does a red light do for us?
The red light therapy, what it does, so it works with fine lines, it helps with firmness, and an overall healthy look of the skin. So, and younger, rested, hydrated skin is a more youthful looking face.
Yes.
So that to me is like, and it works. Red light therapy is
my son's skin. Oh my God.
I know, right?
It's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. Yeah. So how often do we need to do like a red light therapy treatment?
Gosh, you know what? It's not a bad thing to do it two or three times a week. You know, right. Let's say if you get up in the morning and you, after your shower, if you get up early, you just sit under it for 10 to 20 minutes, whatever you have available is going to help. It's going to make a difference.
Great.
So even if you like, I've only got 5 minutes, do it for 5 minutes then. But if you've got a full 30, do it for 30.
And are you only doing it with clean skin, or is this before you apply any topicals, or does that not matter?
It is best to do it on clean skin, but if you do have a hydrating clear serum, something more nourishing, maybe that has growth factors and hyaluronic, you can certainly have that on your skin and then sit under the LED light therapy, but definitely best to do it on clean, fresh skin with nothing on it.
Let's move on to in-office treatments and what people can ask for. And what people should be asking their esthetician for, what they solve. What do these treatments solve for people, and why are they paying premium dollars for them?
So definitely having a consultation with your esthetician, because skin is always changing. You definitely want to make sure that you're going to have somebody that's going to spend the time with you to discuss, you know, what you're using at home and all your skin concerns, and then deciding the day of is always the way to go. But you may have struggled with something that has been an issue in a treatment, and you're looking for a particular treatment. Let's say, for example, I provide a treatment from Korea, which is called the FCR method, and it's a fractionated coral calcium. These are calcium needles that are embedded into the skin that help with so many different things: anti-aging, hyperpigmentation, acne. I've even reversed rosacea, pustule rosacea, with these aggressive needle treatments.
Okay, that sounds scary when I hear needle treatments. Okay, I mean, a lot of people probably listening have listened, you know, have acupuncture and things like that. But what do you mean by that? I hear embedding into the skin, and I'm running for the hills.
They are mineral needles that are embedded into the skin that biodegrade in 3 days so that you will feel them in your face for approximately 3 days. And they are so minuscule, they're so small that, for example, 5 of them can fit in one pore.
But is it, you're actually taking individual needles and inserting into our skin? I'm not.
It is a topical treatment that is combined with it looks like almost like a powder, but they're really fine needles. And then I blend it with either like a vitamin C or an alpha hydroxy acid, and I mix it really well, apply it to the skin. Mm-hmm. And then I either work a massage and a pressing motion to really get them embedded into the skin.
So, do we have to be put under for this, or is this like, is it
for this particular treatment? No, but I do have other spicule needle treatments where you might want to be numbed.
Okay. Got it. So let's talk about the ones that aren't those. Okay. Let's focus on the stuff that, and the results that you're getting, because aren't there some even that we can use in the home that you also do special treatments in your spa for?
Sure. Well, I do have a plasma device, and I'm in love with plasma. And that's one of the latest and greatest things that is happening in Korea and Malaysia and Singapore and Eastern Europe. They are all about doing and using plasma treatments. Now, there's different types of plasma treatments. It's not your traditional vampire facial with the PRP. It's not that kind of blood plasma. And it's not the fibroblasting plasma where you create those little dots for lifting and firming of the skin. This one has zero downtime, and it helps with hyperpigmentation. It helps sterilize the skin. So if you've got really bad acne, you can sterilize it with plasma. It helps with stimulating collagen production. But most importantly, what I love about it is that it prepares the skin to absorb topical ingredients that may otherwise have to be injected, put right on top of the skin and have it fully absorbed and get the benefits of it. And the results are immediate, and it gets better as time goes on.
Tell me about the treatment itself. Is it, you say plasma shower? Was that the word you use?
Plasma shower. So I use a device that it looks like little baby lightning bolts coming out of the head of the device.
Okay.
And is sprinkling ever so gently on the face.
Okay.
And it's amazing. I mean, I can't, it's one of my favorite treatments. It's one that I use.
So it's a technology. It's a technology.
It is technology.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And it's called a plasma shower.
Plasma shower.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, those sound like amazing little treatments. Are there Korean treatments that are topical that you are doing that are special? You mentioned growth serums and things like that. Is that something that is suggested that we get from a professional?
Absolutely. So one of my favorite ingredients to use to really bioregenerate the skin is called PDRN. And it is a particular type of stem cell that really rejuvenates the skin. Now, before having that treatment right off the bat, you really want to prepare the skin and get it really healthy. And then once you move into that treatment, it is like your end all be all. And it can be done with a gentler form of the needles, or a more aggressive form of the Korean needles. It can also be done traditionally if you go to an esthetician and she wants to use her own, microneedling device. It can be put into the skin that way as well.
So you apply it and then put the needles or a microneedling device over it that will sort of penetrate the skin.
Penetrate it in, absolutely.
But you don't want to start using those until your skin is, feeling
for those advanced
better.
Treatments, yes. But if you were to use a home treatment, let's say if you wanted to use, a serum and a moisturizer that has the PDRN ingredients, that's beautifully healing and regenerative to the skin as well.
Excellent.
But to get the most bang for your buck, I have my clients go on a journey. I want to prepare their skin what's going to be best until we get to some of the other treatments that I know that is going to really take it to the next level.
Excellent. Yeah. So it's like, we don't start at the finish line. It's a journey of helping your skin get through what it needs to get through and start repairing itself, exfoliating the
totally.
Whole bit.
I mean, okay. Ideally, you know, having them start at home first to prepare the skin for their first treatment, especially with an acne client, that's ideal.
Excellent. So I think we've covered so much good stuff. There's a lot.
Yes.
There's a lot, and we didn't want to overwhelm you. We are going to include some of these solutions in our show notes so you guys can get a hold of them. So before we end this, I would like to know, if you were being stuck on a desert island, and I especially love this from you, if you had to pick one product, by the way, it doesn't even have to be a skincare product, but if you had to pick one product that you couldn't live without, what would it be?
Oh my gosh.
Too hard.
Oh man. So is it a deserted island that's cold or hot?
Good question. It's a fictitious island, but okay. More importantly, like, what is that one thing that you feel like come hell or high water, I'm not leaving my home without?
I gotta say, my vitamin C melasma serum.
Oh my God.
I'm loving this one right now. I feel like I'm like glowing from the inside out. Yeah, I love it. I feel like my skin is firmer. I feel like it's more refined. My pigment is, and I suffer from hyperpigmentation. It's a challenging thing because it comes and goes. It always has to be managed. And so for me, the Mela RX serum is my end all be all right now.
Excellent. It's great to know. I cannot thank you enough for all of this. And I know it's just a lot. It's a lot to cover. And it's a lot of scientific stuff, right? Like
it's a lot.
It gets deep. But to me, the study of this, of the deep, you know, ingredients is kind of what ultimately helps us in the end. And most of us just want the answers. But I think it's really interesting to go behind the scenes of the products. And I cannot thank you enough. How can people find you and connect to you?
Okay, so I do have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, my website is captelina.com, and on Instagram and Facebook is captelinaskincare.com, as well as, I don't know if I should mention this, I have a little on lingerie, one size fits all store,
ooh,
which is
okay.
lefantesme.com. And
okay, we'll put links to these. and Captelina spells her name CapTulina, in case you were wondering. So
yes, you got it.
And if you're ever in San Francisco, you should try to make an appointment with her once we're open again.
Yes.
It's a treat, and it's nice to get customized treatments for your skin where you are at that time. So,
yes. Well, thank you for having me. That was so much fun. I love talking shop.
I do too. It's too fun. Thank you very much. Well, that wraps up this week's podcast. I hope you ladies soaked in all of Captelina's wisdom for taking the very best care of your skin. Make sure to check out our show notes on this episode because we've included links to so many of the products that Captelina recommended. Plus, she's giving all of our listeners 20% off their purchases when you shop in her store. Visit www.captelina.com/shop and use the code ANTIAGING20 when you check out. But before you go down that rabbit hole of all things beauty, skincare, and anti-aging, be sure to leave us a stellar review. We know this is a national week of gratitude, and we can't thank you enough for your continued support. It does not go unnoticed. Have a great week and join us back here next week when we are joined by a leading expert and innovator in women's sexual wellness. It'll be a real pleasure.